Dude, the conversation. Good morning, everyone. It's 9 o'clock. It's Wednesday. It's time for the conversation. Thanks to Joanne for hosting this morning, and a fine ship report as always. Like she said, the conversation is our live and local call-in show where you get to call in and weigh in on the topic of the week. In a continuing series on mental health, I'd like to shift the topic today. 2 weeks ago, we talked about core beliefs and how they affect your thoughts, emotions, and actions, and we talked about the cognitive behavioral therapy model, CBT, which can help you rewrite the script around your core beliefs. Reframing your core beliefs to be more positive helps you have a healthier response to things that normally might have caused anxiety or depression. Negative core beliefs usually fall into one or more of these four categories: helplessness, worthlessness, unlovableness, and external threat. We're not born with these core beliefs, but they are usually quite rigid and long-standing. But the human brain has a fancy feature called neuroplasticity, which means we can change our neural patterns and we can change our core beliefs about ourselves. And then last week, we did a deep dive into trauma and also some techniques for clearing past trauma from the body through methods like EMDR and tapping. This week, I am hoping to look at mental health through a more positive lens. We always have work to do to combat past trauma. We always have work to do to respond to negative input without it triggering negative thoughts and emotions based on negative core beliefs about ourselves. But also, we always have to work to bring joy into our lives. So I thought today's topic could be joy. What is joy? And this is a personal question. This is not a universal answer. I'm looking for your experience. What brings you joy? Where do you experience it? And do you make time for it? Do you make enough time for it? And have the same things always brought you joy? Or do you feel like those things have changed over the years? So joy, making time for it. What do you think? 503-325-0010. Where are the places that you find joy in life? And I know it's your children, so we can just get that one right out of the way. I know it's your puppy dogs. No, I don't want to take everybody's answer. Please give me a call. 503-325-0010. Let's get this conversation started about the oh-so-positive topic of joy. And I did think that we could maybe do a icebreaker today, like we like to do to get those phones warmed up, to get you used to dialing the number. Today's icebreaker question is, what is your favorite time of day and why? Is it the early morning when it's quiet and no one is awake? Is it late at night when it's quiet and no one is awake? Is it in the middle of the day when it's hot and sunny and you're with your friends? 503-325-0010 to make your pledge of support. I mean, to call in and answer our icebreaker question. Sorry, we were still in night mode, so I think I might have missed that first caller. But please do call back, 503-325-0010. We're operating on a short delay, so when you do call in, remember that you want to have your radio turned down and you want to listen on your telephone. Otherwise, a good 6 seconds will pass before we hear your answer to my question. So again, that number, 503-325-0010. I'm looking for answers to our icebreaker question. What's your favorite time of day and why? And then I would also like to know where you find joy in life. Hello. I'm going to transfer them through now. Thanks, Janet. We're a good team here. I'm going to patch you through to the air, okay? Okay, our first caller is on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. So the icebreaker is early morning, sitting on my sun porch, looking at my beautiful, beautiful tree.
What kind of tree is it?
It's a shore pine. It was 6 feet tall when I bought the property, and it's over 40 feet tall now.
Very nice.
Yeah. The other thing is, I make a habit when people say, "How are you?" I say, "I am delightful." And that always gets a grin or always gets a chuckle.
Worked for me.
If you just acknowledge that, yes, in fact, you are, it changes my mood, changes their mood as well. So that's what I have to offer today.
So if the morning time is your favorite time and the tree is part of that, does that mean that trees and nature are one of the places that you find joy?
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the call and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Short and sweet. We like a long conversation around here. We still have 54 minutes in the show. So let's have a chat. 503-325-0010. Where do you experience joy in your life? I will have to start this one off, I guess. Favorite time of day? I guess I should do the icebreaker here. I'm going to go with early, early morning too, though I'm usually not awake to enjoy it. But I do love the vibes in the early, early morning. As for joy, I think maybe human laughter. Is that too easy of an answer? Good humor. Being with friends, making jokes. And I think another thing that brings me joy is music, and that could be listening to it or playing it. I started playing cello in the fourth grade, and that didn't bring me as much joy as I'd hoped, so I quit in the fifth grade. And then I think it was maybe in the seventh or eighth grade where I picked up guitar, and that was where I really found joy in music and just that idea that a song that I heard that I liked was something that I could put some effort into learning myself and to make those beautiful sounds come from an instrument that I'm playing brings me great joy. How about you? 503-325-0010. We're going to cut to a little music while you think about your answer. Cutting to music works every time. We've got a couple of callers. First caller, you're on the air. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So my best time of day is morning, just because I've always been a morning person. But the thing that gives me joy is creating.
Very nice.
I quit my very stressful job in the middle of the pandemic and went to being a full-time artist. And even as I'm listening to this, I'm working on a quilt, but I just love making things. And they don't have to be perfect, but I love the process, and I love sharing them with the world.
Yeah, quilt is a great way to be creative because you really can enjoy that thing when it's done, or whoever you give it to.
Yeah, it's a very practical thing. I find myself saying, okay, Lord, does the world really need another picture to hang on the wall? But I think it does.
Yeah.
So I just do my thing and put it out there and then, move on to the next thing.
I don't want to pry, but what was your stressful job that you quit?
It was in customer service.
Uh-huh. Yes, those customers, I tell you.
A stressful job in a very stressful time has made... moving on from that has been a big improvement in my life, I think, and the lives of those around me.
So artistic and creative stuff brings you joy, and you're making a quilt, but what are the other modalities of art that you enjoy?
I dabbled in painting. I do a lot of collage, bookmaking, card making, you name it. You know, anything that interests me, I love to go down that rabbit hole and give it a try. And sometimes do and go, okay, that's not something I'll do again. But I had fun trying, and yeah.
And has that always been the case for you? Were you always into being creative and artistic, even as a kid?
Yes, and although from a very young age, my thing was music, like you said, that that was always my default, and in a lot of ways, my identity. And in recent years, that kind of shifted as life changes happened, and which was a big surprise to me, that once I kind of closed the door on the last thing, I have no desire to go back to that. And I think it's just pouring myself into a different kind of creativity has been very satisfying.
Awesome.
I personally see it as a God thing, but regardless, it's worked. You know, it was like for that time in my life, it was all about music. For this time, it seems to be all about art. But regardless, it's a creative thing.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be able to transition and follow your heart.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That in itself is very satisfying and brings a lot of joy.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling and talking this morning.
A pleasure.
Bye. Caller number two. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, that's you. Yeah. You're on the air. Good morning. Are you there?
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Go ahead.
You there?
Sounds like we've got a bad connection.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, I can hear you good.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, favorite time of the day is usually at the end of the day whenever I've finished everything I need to do and I sit down and relax at dinner with my wife.
Food. Food is the best time of day. Dinner time.
Well, just kind of winding down.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't really the food so much. It's just spending time with my wife.
Yeah, the day is done, and you guys can relax and have some quality time.
Right. Yep.
Great. Love it.
Yep.
How about what brings you joy?
What brings me joy? What brings me joy is a lot of things in my life. I like to surf and sail and kiteboard, and I've got a pretty good life. My grandkids and just being outdoors. But in any of those times, I can be not joyful. I find that if I can be in a stressful moment, but if I stop and just kind of center myself and get into a state of gratitude and just a state of in the moment and breathe, then I'm in joy. I can be working. I can be doing something mundane like pulling weeds and still feel joy. So it's about choosing joy.
Boy, that's...
About choosing to let go of all the things in my head. I can be out surfing and having a wonderful day, and if my mind is cluttered with stress and worries, then it steals that away.
That's really powerful. I'm curious how you center yourself when you notice that you're having a bad day, even though you should be having a good time. What's your technique?
I stop and breathe, and I kind of do a little gratitude list, and I just a gratitude list. Start thinking about all the things I'm grateful for, and the fear, anxiety, worry drops away. You know, I have three businesses. I'm very busy. I got a lot of people relying on me, and I can get really wrapped up in that. But if I just stop and just stop and just breathe, it seems that all the worries kind of fall away, and I'm empowered, and I can react in a positive way. And in a more empowered way. And so it's just, it's a lot of it is just choosing. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I turn my will over to my higher power, and I just, I choose to be grateful. I start counting my blessings. I think about all the people in my life, and I say kind of an affirmation, a prayer, or whatever you want to call it, for them. Just focus energy on them. And then then I start my day centered, and then I take off. And then if I get, you know, spun out with frustrations with employees or with customers or with whatever, if I just catch myself, I feel that. I feel that uncomfortableness. And then I stop and I breathe and I just accept. I live in acceptance, live in the moment. And then it just comes in. It just, there's a connection there. And it's something I've worked on all my life. And but I can still get wrapped up and I can still get upset and worried and stressed out.
So
even with everything I know, with all my experience, but if I just stop and breathe and count my blessings, I can turn any situation into a joyful state of being.
Can I talk you into doing a practice run on your gratitude list for us?
Oh, okay. So on gratitude that I have 21 years of recovery and sobriety in my life.
Congratulations.
I'm grateful that I have a wonderful wife and children and grandchildren. I'm grateful for my health.
Excellent.
Experiences and the people that I meet. Something that my wife has gotten me into. Sometimes I get, I used to be kind of, it's all about achieving. I'm very ambitious and all about achieving. And that used to bring me joy, just achieving. But in the meantime, I would push everyone away and I wouldn't pay attention. But my wife is a very loving person. And she taught me to engage. Engage just everybody. You know, so the person you normally would just walk right by, eye contact and focus loving energy. And then it just kind of, be surprised how that feeds you.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I got a great life. The only thing that I'd like to have is more of it. I'm a 66-year-old kid, and I'm just looking at life, and I've had my father passed away this year, my father-in-law passed away, my best friend passed away, a couple of our people that have, you know, that are a little older than us passed away, and so I miss them. And but anyway, so that's it. I got a customer calling in.
All right, well, thanks for a great call today.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was nice. Counting your blessings. You can create a joyful frame of mind no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're feeling. And you can also have a lousy frame of mind even if you're doing the thing that's supposed to bring you joy. I suppose I've sat down with a guitar and had zero fun every now and then. But that's a very powerful concept, that it's something that you can use your willpower. And I do think that gratitude is a really great pathway to joy and peace.
Hello.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what gives me joy is lambs. I raise lambs, and I love to watch them. I love to feed them when their mothers can't handle all the lambs. Sometimes they have triplets, and I get one of them.
Fun.
So these bummer lambs, I love to be able to feed, although it is difficult because at the first week or so, they have to be fed every 4 hours. That's a little tough on me.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yes, it is, but I love it. So, and then as they grow and start running together, I enjoy the evening races, and they run all around the pastures, and it's really fun to watch them. And then my favorite time in the day is usually when it's most quiet, early morning, not real early, but earlier, before my neighbors go to work, mm-hmm. and the traffic, and after everything's settled down, everybody's home, or in the evenings, I enjoy that too. The fresh air, sit outside and watch my flock and the lambs, of course.
Now, are these sheep for wool, or what is the?
They're for locker lambs. They're for beef. I mean, lamb. Meat.
Right.
Meat. They're meat lambs.
Okay. Cool. Where's your Where's your ranch?
Oh, it's 3.5 miles southeast of the fairgrounds.
Cool. Nice area.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. But it's building up. I'm suddenly finding myself in suburbia, which is a little disturbing.
More and more neighbors out in the country, huh?
Yeah, yeah. The only thing that's limiting them is the water supply from the water district.
So tell me something fun about lambs.
I just did.
Yeah, but I want to get into their personalities. Like, you know, compare a lamb to a dog or a cat or a pig, or what's, you know, what makes them fun or unique or special?
Well, one of the things that really is nice is, it's like grandchildren, you get to spoil them and then send them home. Well, these you get to raise them when they're little and enjoy them, and then you send them off to market.
Right. So how long is that process before, you know, from birth to market?
Oh, let's see. They're born about in March, and then October, usually in October, they're sent to market or made into locker biome.
Mm-hmm.
For customers.
Well, that's pretty fast to turn around.
Yes, yes. But it's only once a year. See, as if I were raising pigs, I'd have to be marketing them every 3 months.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because they grow so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried that. That doesn't work for me. It's too much of a turnaround.
And you don't have an issue with getting too attached to them?
Well, I'm pretty careful about that. Now, my ram is most of the time is separated from the ewes. So I have a companion, Weather, which is a castrated ram, to be his companion.
Mm-hmm.
And so this companion, Weather, is, of course, a bottle baby. And this particular one has worked out very well for me because he's so mellow, and the ram follows him around and does whatever this weather does. So if I want them to come towards me or whatever, especially come towards me, or come to a particular area where I'm going to feed them or something like that, the weather will come to me always, but always gently, never, the ram has never attacked me or even indicated he might
mm-hmm.
attack me. He's just totally mellow, which is a blessing because I have had rams attack me.
And remind me how long you've been raising lambs?
45 years.
Well, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah, well, I intend to do it for another 18 anyway.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, that sounds like fun. I want to go hang out with Weather.
Hello?
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Go right ahead.
Okay, good. Well, I was going to say my favorite time of the day is early morning, like a lot of people said.
Mm-hmm.
And because I like, especially when it's going to be hot, I like when it's really cool. It's nice to enjoy the cool before it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
And things that bring me joy, the creation and the flowers and everything around. And I'm working on something right now. That's why I kind of called in, that I really am having fun doing. It was, you know, you heard about the fire down in Ashland, Medford area?
Yes.
There was a lady there that I had given some, they were made out of verdite, and they were African animals that my brother brought back from the Zaire, Zimbabwe, Africa, that were handmade. And they were the only thing she saved from the fire. She found them in the ashes.
Wow.
And they had broken, and they were missing parts, but they're stone, so they were still somewhat intact. So I'm having a lot of fun trying to put them back together and repair them to make them look nice again so she can put them back on her shelf. So that's something I'm having fun doing because that fire was so destructive. We went down there, and, I mean, everything was just scorched earth here and there where it got really bad. Her
yeah.
whole area got burned. She lost her home and everything. And so I was just trying to salvage stuff that could be saved because so much had to get, you know, they have to clean up everything, throw it away. And so she was really glad. She brought them to me in a Dutch oven that the enamel had burned all off of, but she saved the cast iron because it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
And they were just in pieces. So I'm having fun putting them back together and trying to figure out how to work with stone, even though I'm not a sculptor, but... I'm just having fun trying to save something that would have normally just been tossed. So,
well, that sounds like a fun project. What other types of creative endeavors are you into?
I've been making, I've been not a furniture maker. None of these things are things I train, but people keep throwing things away like pieces of tile, or I found some green, really pretty green marble pieces. So I told my husband, if you help me, I want to make a tile top table.
Mm.
So he'd say, "Well, you don't know anything about carpentry." I say, "No, I don't, but I want to teach. I want to be self-taught." So I've been making stuff with anything thrown away, and these things were all thrown away because we used to live down in that area. We lived in Phoenix, Oregon, and people would throw, like, usable items. They would set them by the dumpster and say, you know, free, take it if you want. And that's where some of the items came from, pieces of tile, granite, things. And so I told them the rule is everything I make, I want to use something that was discarded.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try not to buy things. And now wood, everything's getting to be so expensive, products, you know, like wood and everything. So the rule is everything I use on them just about is a salvage item that was normally going to be tossed or thrown away. So that's kind of what I've made my thing. And so I have another thing I'm working on now with a bunch of, they're actually granite samples. They're about like 3 by 3 inch little squares, and they're going to be part of a tile top table now. So I've got that going. So every time he says, my husband will say, do you want to buy some new stuff for it? I said, no, everything's going to be salvage. And then when it's all done, it'll be all from salvaged items that normally, like, you know, recycling, reusing.
Yeah, that has a very nice sustainability component to it.
It makes me feel joyful or happy to create something out of something that was discarded. It's fun.
This could be a good topic for another show. Is like, what do you like to get used versus new? Like, what's the reason for reusing or repurposing instead of getting something new? Because I've always liked getting used instruments more than new instruments.
That have a history.
Yeah, and used cars more than new cars, more just because they're cheap rather than the history. But, or, you know, used clothes. Like, I grew up going to thrift stores and vintage stores. And
yeah, it's something nice about feeling like you're not, well, there's such a throwaway society in a lot of ways. So it's nice to take something that has use. And so, like I find myself, because we were, during the pandemic, we were reciting our home. And so I would look at pieces of wood that were laying around. That's kind of what got me started on it. And I said, you know, that could be made into something. And so after a while, my husband would say, I see you looking at that pile of wood. You're thinking something, aren't you? And I go, yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to make a table out of that. And I'm going to use those granite pieces. And so he would say, how are you going to do it? I said, I don't know. I'm not a carpenter, really. I'm more of a seamstress. And I do work like that. But once anything you do is basically a building project, whatever your materials are, fabric, wood, whatever, you just have to figure out how to construct it and put it together. So that's what I enjoy doing. So I look at it, I know what I want, but I have to learn some of the principles of, like, if you make a table, you got to make sure the legs are sturdy and it's not going to, you know, fall over. So some of those things I'm still trying to learn about stability, how to make something so it'll last.
Yeah, sounds like part of the joy is just learning how to do some new skill as part of the process.
Yeah, it's true. And if someone looked at it closely, like some of the pieces I've used, like typically speaking, you don't use plywood in the areas where I would use it. But if you sand it enough and you finish it enough and keep working on it, you can get it smooth enough to where it looks nice. And then you coat it with paint or whatever you're going to do. And then you get done and you go, well, that is a rough piece of wood, but I just, you know, gave it some TLC. So a person who's a carpenter might say, that's the wrong material. You shouldn't have used that. But it worked, though, and it looks nice. So they're obviously what you'd call, they're not professionally made, they're amateur. But as long as they're even, I try to make sure everything's even and measured really well. And then I feel if you can use products that are a little rough but make them even and straight and finished good, then they look nice. Because you're not using materials that are not necessarily good for furniture. They're more like rough work. But it's a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot from it. And it's nice to look back and go, there's that table there that I made. It's all finished. It's all done. It's sturdy. It looks pretty, and now it has a vase of flowers on it. And it's a piece of furniture now. So, and then when a friend will come over, they'll go, that's a nice table. Where'd you get that? And when I tell them, I made it, they'll go, what? I'll go, yeah, I made it. How'd you do that? I said, well, I just worked on it little by little and taught myself. You know, you can do a lot once you just sit down and go, I think I can do this. So it's fun to create, and that's what brings me joy a lot, is creating things and working on something and then getting done with, you get a sense of accomplishment. It's very nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well said. Well, hey, do you want to do a gratitude practice like our previous caller did? What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for the God I serve. I'm grateful for the mother and father I had that put me on a good road in life. Those are all things I'm grateful for, and for my family.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, good morning. Next caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yep, that's you.
hey, I come in on the tail end of this. Is this things that you, the show is about things that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, things that bring you joy.
Oh, being retired.
Fantastic.
Hey, I spent 44 years in the woods logging, and I just retired a few months ago, and I am enjoying being with my wife and the cat and not having to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning every morning and just enjoying things in life that I didn't get to enjoy when I was working.
So you don't seem to have a problem with slowing down and living the retirement lifestyle. You're embracing it.
Yes, I am. As we all know, this getting older thing is a lot of work, and it's not what it's all cracked up to be, but it's inevitable.
Well, our icebreaker question today was, what's your favorite time of day? So I'm guessing it's not 3 a.m.
No, it is. It's actually all day. I love
okay.
the mornings, though, because everything's, you know, it's a brand new day, and it's just fun to look forward to things that I get to do with my wife around the house and, you know, just planning things out. It's a joy in life that I haven't experienced for a while.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I didn't mention about those early mornings is, especially this time of year, when you get a nice sounding group of birds outside singing you some songs.
Oh, geez, yeah, yeah. We've got chickadees and robins and all that bumping around the yard. The other morning I saw a bobcat
wow.
across the backyard. Yeah, it was like a younger Tom, and it was wonderful. It made my day.
How did you know its name was Bob?
Because he's a cat.
Ah.
Bobcat. No, but his name could have been Tom because he's
yeah.
male.
Well, I am glad you're enjoying retirement. Congratulations on a good career and getting to enjoy some slow times.
Yes, and the things that I'm grateful for are getting to listen to the radio for all my life, KMUN, and, you know, Joanne Rideout and Food Talk with Marianne and Linda, and, you know, this week with Betsy Johnson. It's things that are off of the mainstream media that is where you find out where real life happens.
Community media is a special thing. It really is.
It is. And I enjoy the heck right out of listening to you guys and all the different stuff that you have. Life is good, is all I can say.
Yeah, well, we're fortunate to have such a good community of listeners that are so supportive to keep the radio alive, you know, 37
yeah.
years and chugging.
Yeah, and we're grateful for you too, sir.
All right, well, thanks for the call and have a great day.
You betcha. You too, man.
Thanks. Well, if you're just joining us, this is The Conversation on KMUN. It's a live and local call-in show where you can call 503-325-0010 and weigh in on the topic of the day. Today's topic is, what brings you joy in life? And we had an icebreaker question, which is, what is your favorite time of day and why? So far, the morning has it. but I'm curious if there's any night owls out there. I know that at one point in my life, the late night was my favorite time of day. Just sort of a magical, mystical quality to everything being dark and quiet and knowing that most everyone is asleep, but you're up doing fun things, being creative, finding joy. 503-325-0010. Gonna let you think about your answer for a few minutes. And cut to some music. Thanks to everyone who's been listening and calling so far. Another 25 minutes in the show, so lots more to talk about. Give us a call. Welcome back to The Conversation. I'm Graham. I'm your host. And we've got a caller. We've got Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Graham. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Could you hear the music while you're on hold?
Yeah, I can. Yeah,
I could. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear. I can hear us in the background. So it turns down, so we don't have any feedback here.
Sounds good.
Cool. Yeah. Well, my favorite time of day is the actual especially this time of year, is the transition between day into night, evening. And we live out in the country, and I sit on my covered deck and listen to the changing of the guard, if you will. The day birds are tucking themselves in for the night in their respective quarters. And the night creatures are starting to come about. You know, the bats are starting to fly. And it's just an intriguing, fascinating time to watch the stars come out at night. And just the whole diurnal change between day and night. It's just a fascinating, gorgeous time to be outside and just observing.
Yeah, and not to contradict, but to compliment, I think that same shift in the morning is one of the neat things about the morning.
Oh, yeah, that's very true as well.
Coming out of the darkness and the light coming back, there is no more powerful metaphor.
No. And one thing in Alaska, when we lived in Alaska for that 20 years, there's that period of time when it doesn't get dark enough to see stars, and that was very strange. Take a break and come down to the northwest to see family and friends, and they get dark at night. You go, wow, this is really cool. And I remember one time I was heading back to Anchorage, flying out of Portland. The flight left about 9:45 in the evening, and it was light and starting to get dark pretty quickly. And I was sitting next to a person on the plane that had never been to Alaska, and I was telling him, I said, yeah, it'll be broad daylight when we get there. And he's arguing with me. No, it can't possibly be. And the closer we got, the brighter it got.
Right.
And it was really kind of fun to be able to say, nanner, nanner, you know.
Yeah, I think that this is just about the highest latitude. I've been up to North Washington, but I'm really curious to get up to Alaska someday and just check out the light and check out the landscape as well.
It's gorgeous. Lived there for 20 years, and I retired after 19 years at the same job and said, let's go back to the Northwest. It's where we're from, so here we are. And things that I've enjoyed in my retirement, of course, were being a programmer at KMUN there for a number of years.
Yeah.
A couple times I had my own show, and other times I would fill in. There was a period of time where Wayne Downing and I would each of us had once a month. Back then, the Stuck in the 60s alternated with Sonic Sunspot with Liam.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Bernie was off fishing to Alaska, Wayne Downing and I would take turns doing that every 2 weeks, Stuck in the 60s, and that was great fun.
Yeah, you guys both do a great Stuck in the 60s show.
Thank you. And another time, Elizabeth called me up. She had, I can't remember his name now, but she had a personal history with this fellow at some time in her life. And so he was a programmer, and he had a little bit of trouble with alcohol. And one night on a Saturday night, she came into the radio, and here he was. He's tanked up and on the air, and, man, that was it. She ran him off and finished the show and got a hold of me. He said, could you do every other Saturday night for the next 3 months? I said, sure. So I did, and that was really fun because when I had my Saturday night show, I call it the 420 Club for pretty apparent reasons.
Yeah,
actually had a call from Liam Dunn, of all people, who told me, this is my show. You know, he enjoyed the music so much. He said, you really got this one down. This is your show. And had we lived closer, I think I probably would still be programming. But a 100-mile round trip, 10,000 miles worth of it, I suppose, on my little car. In my age, you know, I'm 78, and it got to be a little bit much. So now I just sit back and enjoy. And really, really, I think Shady Grove is one of our favorite shows now.
Beautiful, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've got a good roster these days.
Pardon?
We've got a good roster.
Yeah.
Lots of great stuff.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for doing this show, Graham, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, hey, while you're on the line,
yeah.
did we get to the joy part?
Yeah, the joy of the changing of the guard, watching the night turn to day and day turn to night.
All right, so you answered the icebreaker question and the topic all in one go.
There you go. Yeah, and then my joy thing would, of course, been the programmer. And just being retired is so lovely.
Well, how about hit me with a gratitude then?
Gratitude for being able to live long enough to enjoy my life at this age.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, Jim.
All right, Graham. Thank you, man.
Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
It's The Conversation, and we're talking about what brings us joy. And we've heard some from a lot of folks, and a lot of it has to do with creativity. A lot of it has to do with friends and family. And it's a choice. You can always spin out no matter what you're doing, but you can always gain control through breath techniques, through gratitude, counting your blessings. That was the goal for today's show, was to go into a mental health topic that would have sort of a positive spin on it, because we can do work to heal the trauma, but we can also do work to push forward with positivity and joy. Well, there are three open phone lines, and there's 17 or 18 minutes left in the show, so I think we can get about 65 more callers in between now and then. What do you think? 503-325-0010. Don't make me cut to music. I will. What else brings me joy? I'll fill some time. Why not? I already said music. I guess maybe nature is another one. Nature brings me joy. How about you? We've got another caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there. Go ahead.
My favorite time of day, and it brings me problems, is early in the morning and late at night.
So you like to burn the candle at both ends, is what you're saying?
That's a problem, yes. But I love the stars. I like being able to go out and watch different things that take place, the constellations, the eclipses, the meteor showers. And then I like to be able to be up early in the morning when the birds are singing. When I go camping, I don't get very much sleep because I'm trying to enjoy both times a day.
Yeah. Are you sort of an amateur astronomer, or are you in pretty deep?
I've been doing it for quite a while, but I'm still an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a friend of the station who goes out to Star Party every year, and he's somewhere north of amateur. He's got some pretty amazing gear.
I don't have the gear, but I know where to go to watch things like the Perseid meteor shower.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a neat event, and you don't need a telescope.
No, you don't. You just need to lay back, find a place, block the wind, because where I go is usually... It's hard finding dark sky.
Yeah.
That's becoming the problem.
Yeah.
And so going to the Gifford National Forest, there's an overlook over Mount St. Helens, and it's very, very dark there, and it's a good spot to be watching things.
Well, how about a gratitude for us?
I am grateful that I have food and a place to live and a wonderful cat. I live here by myself. My family's all in the other part of the country. So I'm kind of alone right now through all this time.
You can say you're grateful that your family lives on the other side of the country. It's okay. All right. Well, thanks for your call this morning.
Okay.
Have a good one. So I was trying to think of other things that bring me joy. I started off with laughter. And then I said music. And then I said nature. How about you? 503-325-0010. Where do you find joy in life? Give us a call. Welcome back to the conversation on KMUN. We've got another caller. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent.
I can't remember what order you asked the question, so I'm just going to chat right away.
Yeah, hit it.
My favorite time is between the dusk of the sun going down and the stars coming out, and there's no better place to see that than in the mist at the beach.
Yeah.
There's just something that hearkens to your soul and makes, no matter how your day went, makes you one at peace and optimism for the very next day.
So that time of day brings you peacefulness and optimism. That's great.
Yes, absolutely. So it's something, I feel sorry for the folks that live not anywhere near the water, because you can get that whether you're sitting out at the ocean or by the river or by a lake or a stream or even someday in the winter in a puddle. You can still get that.
It's true.
So that would be, and as far as what brings me absolute true joy, I'm a lady of a certain age. How's that for an answer? And what brings me absolute joy is being able, lo these many years, to still have a giggle and a laugh with a long-term friend.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better than friendship and laughter.
Absolutely, especially nowadays where everybody seems to be so very grumpy and so very polarized and so angry all the time.
That's a pretty easy path to go down.
It's good to have some laughter.
Yeah, it's an easy path to go down, but it is possible to use your willpower to bring yourself out of those frames of mind, like our first caller said.
You can even have a laughter with a stranger. I was at Safeway desperately trying to get two grocery carts that were mated for life, shall we say, apart.
Mm-hmm.
And this one gentleman was just... I was determined this was going to happen, period. It will happen if it's the last thing I ever do in my life. And I was coaching myself through the whole thing. And this gentleman was standing back, leaning, watching me, and again, a total stranger, enjoying my antics. And I turned around to him, and I said, well, Ollie, this is another fine mess you've gotten us into. And he just collapsed against the wall in hysterics and said, lady, you made my day. So life's too short not to have fun.
Yeah, you know, I think that with as tough as things are, it's so important to have extra kindness and extra good humor if you can summon it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You are correct.
Well, how about a gratitude for us?
Let's see, a gratitude. How about that I'm walking upright, that I'm allowed to have these experiences when so many people are not, and whether it's, I think, of the folks that have, with Memorial Day recently, that have passed, or our elderly, or little children who didn't get to have their lives. I think I'm very grateful and cognizant that that's an important part.
It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Well, thank you so much for calling.
All right. And if you're ever at Safeway, try and loosen a few grocery carts for me, will you?
I'm going to look for the ones that are mated for life, and I'm going to...
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. One thing I forgot to mention as we were going through the list of things that bring people joy and gratitude is their feelings about a higher power. I don't want to overlook that. I think that's very nice. 503-325-0010 is the number to call if you want to join the conversation. There's about 9 minutes left in the show, so this is usually when the calls really start pouring in. I'm surprised that there are three open lines. Operators are standing by to take your call. That's me. I am operators. The icebreaker question of the day was, what's your favorite time of the day and why? And the main topic of the conversation is, what brings you joy in life? And has it always been the same thing? Has that evolved over the years? I'm curious. Are there any writers who turned into painters? Or are there any hobby vintage car mechanics who turned into video game enthusiasts? I don't know. 503-325-0010. I love hearing the gratitudes as well. I'm grateful that I get to work at this radio station. We've got a pretty amazing small team of staff members. We've got an excellent board of directors. We've got well over 100 volunteers who give their time and energy to create fun content for the local community to enjoy for free on the radio. But you can always be a member and support the station as well. 503-325-0010 is the number to call. Let us know what your favorite time of day is and why. What brings you joy and what you're grateful for. We're putting a positive spin on our mental health care today. Every day is Mental Health Day. And that means you, self-care. Are you taking good care of yourself? Are you finding joy? Are you remembering what you're grateful for? Are you maintaining your perspective, I guess, is kind of what that boils down to. I hope so. It's been a rough year. And looking forward to this next year being a little more chill. Well, hey, good morning. We've got another caller.
Hey. Yeah. Is that me?
That's you, and you are on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I got to turn off the radio so I can talk. Yeah. I'm really grateful for my garden, for music, for the ocean, for living on the coast, for my gardening. My time of day is dusk between night and day. I love it. I love it. And I find joy in life in music, gardening, and laughter, and being with people.
What's in your garden?
Oh, well, I have a rugosa right now, a rose bush that is blooming. It's a little heart out. Well, it's big heart out, and it's been growing, and it's beautiful, and it smells good, and the bees love it, and it's right outside my bedroom window, so I can see it right now. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So it's not an edible garden?
Huh?
It's not an edible garden, then?
Oh, this is a flower garden. I gave up on those. I do have blueberries, but they're trees. You know, they do their own thing, and everybody else gets the berries.
Yeah, blueberries do pretty well in our climate. It's you got to figure out what can survive up here. It's not an easy place to garden.
Well, I'm living down in Bayside Gardens in Nehalem.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of the things I've decided, I'm 73 on Father's Day, and I have decided that the garden is the thing for me. That's
excellent.
Where I live, and that's where I love.
So if you're in Nehalem, does that mean you listen to KMUN on 104.3, or do you get it on 91.9?
I don't know what number that is. Let me look at my radio here.
Because we have a Wheeler translator that is on 104.3.
It's up at the other end. Yeah, up at something like that, yeah.
Great. Well, I'm glad that translator is working for you.
Oh, yes. You know, I chose this house because I could get KMUN. I
didn't. That's the best.
I can't get you there. Yeah.
I am grateful for that.
Oh, I've been listening to KMUN since, gosh, I don't know, forever. Just way back when they started everything with classical music and the daily dose of Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I love it so much. I'm so glad you do this.
You mentioned music. Do you want to share with me some of your favorites?
Oh, let's see. Music. Gosh, I don't know. I just listen to, I like classical a little bit. It gets weary. You know, there's a classical station. I get tired of that. But I like, I definitely don't like old rock and roll. I got sick of that, and it has, you know, too many connotations like, oh, you had a bad day when that one was popular, you know, that
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
But I like classical. I like jazz. I used to listen to women's music all the time. And let's see. I don't know. I'm looking at your program here. This must be from back in, I don't know, I didn't put a year on it. Yeah, jazz. And sometimes the blues. Yeah.
You've got now a vintage program guide there, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I kind of like that. And, yeah, I just kind of like, it's harder to say, it's easier to say what I don't like. And I suppose I don't like something that's really, really loud and, mm-hmm. and you know, a little too frantic. And I don't know. You know, I am kind of sick of old rock and roll, though. I mean, I grew up, you know. It's got too many memories that weren't happy because my child, my teenage years, you know, they're kind of rocky sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what they were.
So I don't want to open up a Pandora's box for you, but tell me a song that you have a bad association with. Give me an example.
Oh, gosh.
You never want to twist and shout again for as long as you live?
That sort of thing, yeah. Yeah, some of them are, you know, well, they're sort of adolescent. But then on the other hand, some of them that are adolescent are still true. They, you know, you just never, there's a part of you that never even leaves those old things.
Adolescence is a fact of life.
Yeah, and we're, and you know, right now, because I'm doing this transition into really old age, oh, man, this reminds me of adolescence. You know, all the stuff that you no longer can do or you no longer want to do. There's more that I don't want to do than I do. I'm getting selective.
That's good. It's good to know what you like and what you don't like and to be able to avoid the things that you don't like.
Well, for the most part, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everything is changing so fast around me. I'm having a little trouble with that one, but because I'm low income, too. But, you know, I've still got KMUN. Oh, bless you. Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to send in my stuff. I know. I want to be a member, too. But it just keeps going farther and farther away on my list. I've got to get it up at the top. But, boy, I love this. For
no, it's okay. If you're low income, radio's free for you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You're under no obligation to be a member.
I'm a fan. I really love this station. It's so wonderful.
Well, I am grateful to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Well, gosh, why don't we start to wrap things up here? If you're just dying to get your joy and your gratitude and your favorite time of day in, we've got a minute left, but I think we'll start to wind things down. It's been a great show. Thanks to everyone who's called in. Sounded like we had some first-time callers, which I always love, and we heard from some regulars as well. I don't know where Paul was today. Jeez, Paul. Just kidding. You don't have to call every time. But I always get a thrill out of doing the show, and I look forward to next week.